Blog Talk Radio.
About me and you, love, spending some special time. I can even write a rhyme about you. See, I know what it means now to be caught up. Chasing your thoughts, just like the scent of your perfume. It fills the room even when you're not there. Is it hot in here or is it just me? Maybe it's the vision of your mocha skin pulling me in and making me do things I don't wanna.
That song sounds almost better every time we play it. It's just something
every
about
time.
The beat when we come in. Every single time. I know we get a lot of inboxes saying, is that Boom? I'm not going to reveal that. That'll come out at a later date if that actually is Boom singing that song right there. But welcome, Mocha family. Mocha family across the country and across the world. We are here live, Midwest Mocha Singles Podcast, 3/4/2021 at 9:01 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We got a great show coming up for you. We got a giveaway. We got all kinds of stuff going on. Three great topics. But as usual, I am going to introduce our cast one by one, starting off with the man, the legend, the Boom Shakalaka, David. Go ahead.
You get me every time with that. Every time. David, a.k.a. Boom Shakalaka. Looking forward to having a great show with you guys tonight. And as Brian mentioned earlier, we do have a giveaway. So we want you guys to stay tuned. And just remember, it is for members only. Just for members only. So if you are a member of Midwest Mocha Singles, we do have a giveaway tonight. So stay tuned.
Thank you kindly, sir. All right, we're going to move on to Madam Secretary. Introduce yourself, please, Madam.
Yes, it's Mia. We are back again, live and direct on a Thursday evening. I'm glad you guys can join us. Definitely stay tuned tonight. You know, we're going to keep you entertained. Grab your snacks, grab your drink of choice, and just tune in and call in if you can. Thank you.
Thank you kindly, lovely lady. And, of course, last but absolutely not least, Miss Parker. Go ahead.
Hey, Miss Parker.
Hey, Miss Parker. Hey, this is Rila. Glad you all could join us. We're looking forward to a great show tonight. Sit back, relax, enjoy, laugh a little, and then call in and let us know what you think.
All right, that's our crew. And if you're listening on the link, the phone number again, 516-387-1381. If you have a question or a comment, you'll have a minute. You can join us down here in the studio. But we're going to go ahead and get it kicked off now. So our first topic, I love this one personally. I do like it very much because I think it hits pretty much everybody. If you're on here, you have some social media presence one way or another. Even if you just got the phone line, you probably heard that there's a link involved. Midwest Mocha Singles is on Facebook, which brings us to our topic. Can social media / Facebook ruin an otherwise healthy relationship? Man. So it's a little bit more deep than just yes or no. We're going to let Boom kick us off with a boom. Boom, what you think? Can that happen?
Yes. Well, if you allow it to. And what I mean by that is, and I have to use myself as an example, but I've thought about this question for a while, but my thing is, if you're in a relationship, you just got to make sure you're in a relationship and everybody knows that you are in this said relationship. You know, because there's going to be people out there that's going to want what you have. And if you allowed it, if you entertained other, you know, people, you know, whether it be by inbox or phones or anything like that, it's going to become a big issue. So my thought with that is, once that happens and you get in a relationship but you're entertaining someone else, you know, there's two things you got to remember. There's screenshots and there's inboxes.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what I mean is, if you are in a relationship but yet you're entertaining other people, you make those other people upset. That's where the screenshots and the inbox messages come in. And then when that happens, it creates doubt, you know, it's going to plant a seed, and it can kind of put a dent in said relationship. And, you know, you have to be strong enough to weather that storm if it's something innocent. But then again, don't allow that kind of stuff to happen. You know, don't allow anybody else to come into your relationship. So for me, if you're going to post anything about your relationship on Facebook, try not to do it so much, you know, keep it far and in between, but at the same time, let everybody know that you are in a relationship. I think that's going to work out the best way possible.
Yeah, I just want to, before we go on to a matter of signature, I want to ask David, coming back to the boom, so are you saying just like within your own mind, that you, or you commit to this mentally, or are you saying update status and so forth on Facebook?
Well, when I get into, you know, when I would get into a relationship, and actually, you know, I'm pretty transparent. You see mine now, it says engaged. So there's no excuses for anybody. All right, don't start.
Okay. Announcement.
Straight like that. Well, I'm just saying, it's there for everybody to see. And so everybody knows, well, anybody that's smart would know, okay, don't disrespect me. Don't disrespect my fiance, because I will check them. You know, it's a matter of respect. So you just don't allow that kind of stuff to happen. You stop it before it starts. So, you know, that's my take on that.
I like it. Well, Madam Secretary, what's up?
Yes.
So I will say that social media, Facebook, does not necessarily ruin relationships. I believe that it just, highlights certain things. So it will highlight maybe a communication breakdown that you have with your significant other. So maybe they're not familiar with certain boundaries that you guys have established or need to establish. Maybe that's something that you did not cover getting into a relationship, and they are okay with certain activities that they're keeping up. And then maybe for you, looking at this individual who's actually breaking those boundaries, maybe it's something that you need to look at that other person and say, now, wait a minute, who am I entertaining? Who am I in a relationship for them to feel like this is okay? So I just think it highlights certain things that you need to be aware of, and maybe that you were not, or maybe you're just trying to be oblivious to what's going on. But it doesn't ruin anything. It just helps to hopefully open up that communication and see if this is somebody that you can move forward with. Because guess what? Social media definitely cannot break down or ruin or break up, but it can definitely pivot the direction of your relationship and how you choose to interact with the person. But it's just a tool. You know what I'm saying? Use it for what it's worth. It can bring you together. It can show you another light, how your partner, you know, interacts with other people when you're not around. So it can definitely be pleasant. So definitely I enjoy it. I like to see how people move. And for me, that basically lets me know if I want to engage with someone to begin with. So definitely pay attention in the beginning and then just have those conversations moving into that committed relationship.
I like that. Is that based on your soul feeling, or are you saying, like, is this something you check with your mate, like, ahead of time when you start to feel this way, or is this something you think you just internalize it and wait for that opportunity? to say something.
See, I believe to watch initially, right? And then part of that transitioning from, hey, we're in a relationship, I feel like it should definitely come up in some type of casual conversation. No pressure, but you need to do like checkpoints to see how they feel about it, how they would respond to certain things, and move from there. Because some people feel like, I've heard people say that, you know, it's my Facebook, I can do what I want to do. That's a flag. Mm. Like, what is happening? Mm. What do you mean? You know, so definitely pay attention, bring it up. Don't just avoid it, and it's going to come up, especially if you both have social media. Now, if one party has social media, the other party, they might not even care what's going on. Some people are like, I don't want that Facebook, you know, right. So they don't even entertain it. But if you're both online and you're not blocked, you know, definitely have that discussion and bring it up.
All right. Parker, what's up? What say you, lovely lady?
Yeah, so I agree. I agree with Mia. I don't think that Facebook nor Messenger or Instagram, any of that, can ruin a relationship. I think people ruin relationships. I think that it's important that if you get a private message or whatever, that you are letting people know that you are in a relationship. And if you do, then, you know, you've respected your relationship, you've respected your partner. But I think that also, you know, you have to be careful about even opening that door. And so, because if you, you know, hold those conversations, then that person might be thinking, well, she might say she's in a relationship, but she's answering my message. And so be very careful of that, because that can ruin your relationship. But Facebook didn't do that. You did that.
Mm-hmm.
And then your partner did that. If they decide, you know, yes, you told them that you were in a relationship, but, you know, you answered them in the first place. So, again, like Mia said, I think setting those boundaries and communicating to let the other person know that, you know, how you feel about certain things, or, you know, if this is okay or if it's not, or if, why do you, you know, have the desire to be on Facebook. And another thing that I think that David pointed out is changing your status to being in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Is that really important? Is Facebook really that important? Because, you know, I just kind of feel like I don't live my life on Facebook. And I think Stedman and Oprah taught me something very valuable, and that's to keep your relationships private. Private, and, you know, a lot of people say I have a private life, but then they post everything on Facebook or on Instagram or whatever. So your life really isn't private when you're posting everything out there for people to see. So, again, you know, people can't comment on what they don't know. So I think it's just there has to be a balance with social media. So I think that's my thing, is that social media doesn't ruin relationships. People do.
Amen. Three A's in the amen to that. I mean, for me, you know, I thought about this question, like, you know, like, boom, I thought about this question quite a bit. And it actually bothers me when people say Facebook causes this and Facebook does that. Because I'm like, Facebook ain't – I've been in a few relationships, at least two, since Facebook has been around. And never, not one time, did I wake up or hear a knock on my door, go against the door, and it was Facebook saying, you in a relationship because you need to get up out of there. That's never happened. It's never going to happen anymore. Facebook does not cause you or force you to do anything. Now, I will say this. I will say this, that we did say otherwise healthy relationship, right? So we're talking about a situation where somebody is online and probably sometimes reasonably fragile. You know, maybe they've been with somebody before that cheated on them through social media. So they're a little bit more on edge. So they are wondering, if you're sitting over in the corner on your phone, you might be laughing at a YouTube video, but they absolutely think it's something else. We've seen the memes in the group where it says when Bae gets a text, and, you know, the person's kind of leaning over their shoulder. That's for real. And I've been on both ends of that. I'll admit it, I've been on both ends. And honestly, it's still not Facebook that does that, because if you are worried, if you're out there right now, you're listening, wherever you're at, and you think that you might have somebody who might cheat on you, it's not going to be Facebook, dog or lady. it'll be a stranger on the street. It'll be somebody at church. It'll be somebody at the grocery store. If they're going to cheat, it's not going to be Facebook that causes this. It is the person that's going to allow this to happen. And social media, like we've said, I think all of us have kind of said this, it is a tool. However, I will say this also. There's that 1%, a small percentage of somebody who maybe was not on social media before. They had 5 or 6 friends, get on social media, and suddenly they're a rock star. Social media can make you feel way more popular than you might be outside of it if you post enough nice pictures. So I will say that in those cases, it does tend to probably change a little bit little somebody. I guess it could be like a college football player that goes pro. He was mild-mannered in high school, mild-mannered in college, and all of a sudden he's on the spotlight or in the spotlight with millions of dollars. That could change somebody if their mind isn't sound enough. I'm going to stick with my first gun, but I am going to say that there's chances that it could sway somebody either way. That's mine.
Well, Katrina, one of our members, had something to say about that, and she says, okay, I want to say this, but I don't want it to come out the wrong way. Sometimes it's things like Midwest Mocha Singles that help people into making bad decisions. I know. Well, I am glad that this group asked people to be single even though they are married or in a relationship, and suddenly she said, first of all, the group asked people to be single to join, but people lie and they come on even though they are married or in a relationship, and suddenly they have crazy mad people trying to holler at them. Like I said, I'm glad that Midwest at least asked people to be single, but a lot of these groups don't, and that's what helps them cheat. I love our group, but a lot of them other ones don't care.
And
she's right.
To piggyback on that, oh, she's 100% right. I just want to kind of sidetrack a bit. Boom did mention earlier that something, he mentioned the E word, and it wasn't electronic, it's the engagement. For Midwest Mocha Singles and all the Mocha groups, we do allow the staff members, they can be in relationships. The members cannot, but staff can, because staff is typically not reaching out to folks and doing all that kind of stuff. So just a little disclaimer, just want to put that out there so we don't start getting inboxes and questions later on. We're just trying to head that off at the pass. Getting back to, what was it, Katina? Thank you, Katina, because we really do stress being single. If we find out that you're not single, you will be booted. We don't really ask a lot of questions. We don't ask you, is your relationship strong? No, if you say I'm committed or that poly word that just makes, don't get me started with the poly thing, or married, whatever, any kind of commitment, you is out. That's the last straw. But thank you for the comment. We got another one here. Someone want to read off looks like we had another one just came in here.
Okay. Yep, we have Drew, a non-member. He's in PA. He said, Facebook is a beast. It's undefeated. The problem is a lot of people just don't know how to stay in their own inbox and out of other people's when they're in a relationship. That's why it turns good people and bad ones, in my opinion. It happened to me, so I know what happened to other people. Peace. All right, Drew.
All right. People don't know how to stay out of other people's inboxes.
Listen, it was the week after Valentine's Day, and there were 3 local ladies who took it upon themselves. They stated if they did not receive anything for the holiday, that they were going to expose their inboxes.
Wow.
And they literally took screenshots of every last person in their inbox. And when I say it went on for days, like every message, they just started sharing it. It was a mess. I was like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. So, yeah.
That is a mess. That is definitely a mess.
Those garden tools are not.
And they still didn't get anything for Valentine's Day.
Still didn't get it. That's why I was like, what is happening? Like, what is your purpose? I said, somebody needs to definitely counsel them. But yeah.
Right.
It was a mess.
Tell them to listen to the show.
Yes.
Wow.
They're too young. They're not ready. But it was crazy. The men were like, oh, my God. They were trying to, like, defend their messages. It was just crazy.
Wow.
You've heard the phrase shots fired. I guess that's a case of screenshots fired.
Exactly.
Right.
It was like,
right.
And they were like, we warned you. And it was like, people were trying to pay for them not. They were like, cash at me if you don't want me to expose it. It was just a mess.
Oh, wow. That's blackmail.
No, for real.
That's funny.
That's black male, white male, brown male, all of them.
Yes, I've never.
But again,
yeah.
If you don't want yourself exposed, then don't be in somebody's inbox.
Exactly.
So,
you're in a relationship and you're
don't
being
go
mad.
Away.
So,
yeah.
I don't feel sorry for them.
Nope.
Yeah. If you don't want to get wet, don't jump in the pool.
Ooh.
There you go.
Well, on that, we are going to go pay some Williams and some Billiams. We'll be back in a second. Midwest Smoking Singles Podcast again, 516-387-1381. We'll be back.
At Montana's, we're living the best life. Celebrate 25 years of Montana's and enjoy new and old favorites like all-you-can-eat ribs and new Canadian beef brisket. Escape to Montana's today.
I think the biggest myth, the biggest falsehood about motherhood after you have a baby is the postpartum piece. Nobody talks about it.
When this baby came around, I was hit by a bus.
I noticed I was really irritable. I felt down. I was angry, I would lash out. There were a few nights where I really didn't have a wink.
It affected my relationship with my kids. It affected my relationship with my spouse. And it affected the way I interacted with my parents because I didn't want them to see what was happening.
Talking about postpartum depression, postpartum psychosis, any perinatal mental illness is extremely, extremely important.
I think it's more common than we think it is, for sure.
Do not be fooled to think that it's just an individualized issue. It affects the entire family.
Have you ever dreamed of building and owning your own home? What if I told you it was possible to easily customize your own personal luxury home? What if I told you it was affordable? Look no further. With Lodging Homes, we make your dreams a reality with state-of-the-art materials, efficient construction crews, experienced architects, and home designers contracted to help you every step of the way. Call us today at 1-800-787-HOME or visit us at lodginghomes.com. Let us help you achieve your dreams and build your future. Brought to you by LEGO. Create the impossible.
Escape to Sybaris, a private paradise voted the best romantic getaway in the United States. Visit us online at Sybaris.com, that's Sybaris.com, to receive a free brochure and special discounts for your next romantic getaway.
We are back. Thank you to our sponsors and the commercial break. Man, that first topic really did blow up. The live chat is moving very, very quick. And as our shows have gone on, we've gotten a little bit more of an audience. So I want to apologize to those who have submitted questions that we haven't got to them. We try to get to as many as we can. Honestly, we do. And I try to grab them as soon as I see them come up. So if I missed you, you can still write to us. We do have an email address that if you go to Midwest Smoking Singles fan group on Facebook, there's an email chat box in our fan page you can get to. We can submit your questions. We'll try to answer them online, and we can get to them there. Boom, if you want to go ahead with a kick off our next segment, please, sir.
Okay, and you remember, recall earlier in the program, we mentioned something about a giveaway. So we are giving away True Wireless Earbuds with the Bluetooth 5.0 stereo with improved battery and call quality, and wireless charging case is included. In order to win this, you have to answer one simple trivia question, which is, what city was voted the most popular, the most romantic? Let me take that back. What city was voted the most romantic in the world? So again, what city was voted the most romantic in the world? First caller to get in, win. True earbuds. True wireless earbuds. So and now I also have to mention that you have to be a member to call in to win these wireless earbuds. So again,
and you have to be a member of at least one of our groups, because remember, folks, we got several groups covering the entire country. So make sure that you're a member of at least one. So not just Midwest. You can be a member of our West Coast or our East Coast or any Southwest, Desert. You can be a member of any of them. But you have to be a member. So with that being said, our first topic, like Brian said earlier, really sparked some conversation. And we have another person who wrote in to us. His name is Keenan from the UK. He's a non-member. So, Keenan, I'm sorry you can't win the earbuds. But I am going to read your comment. And it says, well, all right then. As for me, I don't think that Facebook actually can cause a breakup, but it can contribute to it, depending on the demeanor of the ones who are involved. Long story short, keep most of your personal business away away from Facebook and tend to it off of it. You'll thank yourself in the morning if you do this each night. LOL, cheers to you. So he said the same thing that I said. Your private life should be private. And he said, you'll thank yourself in the morning. Cheers to that. So I agree completely with him. That is funny. Thank you, Keenan, for your comment. We appreciate you. And thanks for even calling in and or tuning in from the UK. That's awesome. We appreciate
right
you.
On.
It looks like we have a caller as well. Caller, last four digits of your number is 9427. 9427, caller.
Yes. Hello. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you? What's your name?
My name is Kat.
Hi, Kat. Thanks for calling in. What's your comment?
I'm not a member yet, but I was invited, so I think I might become a member.
Yay. Awesome. Thank you. We appreciate you.
Okay, so I'm not quite sure if I'm calling at the right time, though, because I was calling to answer the question.
Oh, okay. She might be our first caller to win those earbuds. So what is your answer?
Paris.
Ding, 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 ding. It looks like you won
yes.
the earbuds tonight.
Hey.
Hey.
Very good.
Which group did you join?
I'm not quite sure which one I was found on. I was invited. I believe by Brian, and so I'm just here. I'm a natural there online on Facebook.
So you are not a member yet?
Not yet, no.
Uh-oh. Well, you have to be a member in order to win.
Oh, you do.
Yes, ma'am.
And I just got
yes,
the
ma'am.
Invite today.
Did you accept the invite?
I wasn't quite sure what it was.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Well,
I'll tell you what. We will hang on, please, Kat, till the end if you can. We will have something for you. The rule is that you're supposed to be a member to get it. But for calling in, we will have something for you, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
We had another one.
Appreciate
did you not?
We did have another caller. And that number, last four, was 6924. Last four digits of your phone number. Are you there?
Last call for alcohol.
Looks like
winner,
you lost
winner, chicken dinner.
6924.
Don't talk about us later. We tried to get you.
Right. We trying to give something away.
For real. Okay,
we need to come up with another question.
Yeah, we can come up with another one. So we're still going to keep the earbuds on tap. We will give them away later. We do appreciate Kat, though. I mean, even for someone who just joined, tuned in and all that, you know, really appreciate that. So, Kat, we do have something for you. We're going to move into – so if anybody else be ready for another, I guess, a pop quiz. I guess we're going to do a pop quiz trivia question in a minute. Okay. We'll work on that. But we did have another subject. If somebody wants to get into the second segment, we can kick that off.
Madam Secretary.
It's on me.
Madam Secretary.
All righty. So we have topic two. So kind of goes into, I guess, what we were talking about. But how do you transition from being single to in a relationship?
Ooh. From single to relationship. Wow.
Yes. How do you? Is that a thing, or do you just do it? Is that a thing? What do you think?
I think it is a thing. I think that, you know, if you've been single, especially if you've been single for a while, you've been single for quite some time, it can be a transition. But I think during the dating phase, you need to start the transition then. When you know that you're now in a serious relationship, you need to start thinking more like you're headed toward that relationship. You need to start thinking like you're in it. You need to start, you know, thinking of things as us instead of just me. Whether it be, you know, what am I going to eat tonight? No, it should be, what are we going to eat tonight? Once you decide that you're moving in that direction. So once you get there, you know, the transition should already be in progress or made. Sometimes it can be difficult, like I said, especially if you've been single for a long time. It can be hard because you've, you know, only had to look out for yourself for a while. But once you, like I said, make that decision to be in that relationship, it's time to start thinking of us instead of just me.
Game on.
Yep.
Amen. What you got, Bo?
And you have to make sure you're ready.
Oh, yeah.
I was just going to say that, and then she just came right in. And,
man, how you doing? Now you got to freestyle.
Sorry.
No, I'm just messing with you, but you're absolutely right. You have to be ready. You have to be sure that this is what you want. Just can't go in blind and thinking because everybody else is in a relationship, you need to be in one too.
Right.
So you got to be careful with how you go into it. It is an adjustment, to say the least, because you're used to doing everything on your own. You're used to not, you know, thinking about anybody else but yourself. You know, having the whole bed to yourself if you went that way. Now, as guys, you got to get used to standing in the back of the shower all freezing and stuff because they want to take the hot water and stuff like that. So it is a very big adjustment, and you have to be willing to make certain sacrifices in your life to get into a relationship. You know, it is, and like everyone said before me, it's about us. It's no longer about me anymore. So, It is. It's not as easy as it sounds.
Amen to
yep.
that.
It's so true.
Right over.
Mr. Producer?
Hey, I'm going to cut us for a second because I got a message that the second caller, 6924, said she's still there. So we're going to try it one more time. Caller, ending 6924, are you there?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
Oh, my gosh. I was touching mute. I feel really special. yes. And I'm like, it's Paris. Yeah, what is my question?
Well, before we begin, are you a member of any of the MOCA groups?
Yes, I am. I am a member, and I'm Midwest MOCA.
Okay, your name?
Jodell Carpenter.
Jodell Carpenter. Nice to meet you, Jodell Carpenter.
Thank you.
I'm going to let the ladies do a little intro here since we have a lady on the line.
Well, nice to meet you, and so glad to have you as part of our group. We're excited that there are more women joining and being more vocal in the group, so we appreciate you being here.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
All right. How did you hear about the show tonight?
I have been a member for a while in the background, kind of lurking, you know. Just got out of a relationship around Thanksgiving, so I rejoined and I got invited by Brian. I'm like, okay, I guess this was meant for me to rejoin. So,
all right.
Okay.
All right.
So Brian,
happy to have
someone you brought into the group. Awesome.
Apparently. Okay.
Right. So are we going to ask a different question, or are we going to go with most romantic city?
Well, I know the answer.
That was already answered.
So, what we going to do? We're going to do a little end around here. We're going to have you hold on. We're going to come with another question. Don't go anywhere. We'll keep you on the show, and then we'll bring you back when we have the question. You'll be the first one in. Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Jodell. So thank you, Jodell. And as going through here, looks like we have another chat question. Is that correct?
Yes, see here. Yes, we have someone. Yep, you know who it is, Reggie from Ireland in the crew. He said, all right then, what's good, Mocha Mates? Reg here. Me and the crew are listening, and we hope our question gets in this time. You know it.
Ooh.
All these folks trying to interrupt us and ask questions on their behalf, it's making my screws loose, yeah? So, in the question of being single and transitioning, it's quite simple. If you are male, keep it in your pants unless it's coming up for you and your girl, right? Yes, mentally and in living color of life. If you're a girl, just keep being a girl because girls already are twice as smart as us dumb football books. Laugh out loud. As a married man, it's not really that hard to stay single-minded. But for those who struggle with it, if you find yourself struggling with it and then don't get in a relationship, mate, you'll make yourself miserable and take some poor soul with you. Fora from the West Dublin, yeah, it's me. I'm in here, mate. You owe me 10 pounds, Winker. Love the show, Mocha Mate. Out and be on the telly. Cheers. I love you guys.
Wow.
He said what he said.
Okay, and meant it.
That's
awesome.
From a married dude. That's from a married
right.
dude. So I mean, he really knows. I mean, that's what I love about him is that he's married. He's trying to help some of y'all, including
he's trying
me.
To get some
yeah.
game.
Oh man, Brez, man, we love you, dog.
Oh my goodness.
No, so we got and so we were moving on to let's see. I know I was supposed to chime in on that last subject we had there. I think in most cases, when you're transitioning from singlehood to a relationship, I mean, I think it's kind of already been said. I think that's something that you have to have before you've even gotten into the relationship. You have to have that mindset that, hey, when I get this, you know, I'm going to put my all into it. It kind of leads also back into social media that if you've got access to all these different temptations, if you will, it's going to make it more difficult. Me personally, I know I would have to restrict myself and really buckle down on it once I ever get back into that. If I'm lucky enough to get back in that situation where, you know, it's just like, hey, you and me against the world. But I think for a lot of people, if you're single for a long time, I think that's probably the hardest thing to do. When you, like, you know, we talked about, you know, having your own bed and all your own space, and then all of a sudden realizing this isn't my bed, it isn't my place. And, you know, I've had some hard lessons learning that myself. Even at 53, I'm still learning stuff like that. So I think that you have to mentally condition yourself even before you get into a relationship, not waiting till afterwards, but mentally start thinking about, hey, you know, when I come home and I take my pants off and sit on the couch in my underwear and watch TV, that might change if I got another lady here or if I got a lady and maybe one or two of her kids or something like that. Those are things that you really want to think about. Can you really handle that before you even say, let's go hang out at the club or the bar or whatever? I mean, that's my 2.5 points, 2.5 cents. I don't know what y'all think about that, but that's where I'm coming from with it.
Yeah.
Yep, I agree. You got to be ready.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm with you guys. Like, it's a transition. So, you know, having that conversation, pace yourself. Like, if you know that you're moving in the direction of, hey, this is getting serious, that is your opportunity to prep your side, do your work. So you need to start disengaging from those single activities, those individuals who think you're single. You need to start putting it out there like, hey, I'm no longer available. Because if you keep yourself available, you're going to invite unnecessary things in your relationship. So
drama. It's called drama.
Yes, definitely just start putting it out there. Move in the way that you are in a relationship. That way it's not a hard transition and your partner isn't questioning some of your behavior. So it's all about you doing your work, and from there, you know, you can transition properly into a committed relationship without any strings attached.
And question, you know, on the piggyback on it, does that include, in your opinion, and I'm going to speak primarily to the ladies on this one, because I do think that there's different mindsets, male and female, in this area, because women typically get approached, I don't have any science on this, but I'm just going to say it's probably 8 to 9 times more than men do. So is that something also that you I see sometimes women will say, hey, if I'm getting in a relationship, I'm cutting this person off, I'm cutting this person off. Dudes don't have a tendency really to do that. We just feel like we're in a relationship, and, you know, the two or three that might be hitting us up, we might have to tell them, hey, I'm involved. Is that something that ladies generally think about when you find yourself getting tied down to one guy? Do you think, hey, I have these other options that I gotta cut off? Or is it more like, they were never serious anyway, and they were just kind of hanging around? You know, Madam Secretary, I'm going to start with you. Do you find yourself in a position where you have to cut people off? And if you do, does that worry you when you're getting into the relationship that you're probably cutting these ties for good?
Definitely have to cut them loose, because I was on a conversation panel the other day, and a lady, she was like, hey, I'm still entertaining this friendship with this guy, and my spouse does not like it. And he's like, you know, and so the gentleman started asking her questions, right? And part of it was because the guy who she's friends with, he throws out inappropriate comments. And then the boyfriend, he hears some of them because they're together, you know, and it's just like, listen, cut it off, because you are allowing this person to test you, I feel like, because a lot of times you have guys around when you're single who, you know, in passing time, you may just text or call every once in a while, and it's okay because you're single. But when you get in a relationship, you can't still entertain some of these same men. So you have to cut it off, because I feel like, why are you leaving it open? And if they're supposed to be a part of your life, guess what? When you cut it off, if they're supposed to come back and be the both of your friends, then that'll happen. But just to say, oh, I'm sorry, I don't want to cut you off because I don't want to lose this friendship. No, honey, my husband is way more important. Sorry. Goodbye.
And most of the time, I will say, I agree with Mia. I think that most of the time that if you leave the door open, I always say, if you leave that door open, even if it's just a crack, somebody will try to push their way in.
Oh, my God.
And so, exactly. So close those doors. Just close them, lock them. You know, and if you lose that person from your life, then they probably didn't have good intentions for you and your relationship anyway. If once you tell someone you're in a relationship and you used to date that person and they continue to come back, then now they're being disrespectful. They're being disrespectful not only to you, but disrespectful to the person that you're in a relationship with. And so if they start to continue to send gifts or continue to inbox you or call you or whatever the case is, they are being disrespectful. And at that point, you got to cut them off at the knees. So, yeah, I agree. Close those doors and lock them.
Yes, I'm not. You know I miss you, baby. You know I miss us. We're not.
Yeah. Well, you're going to miss me. That's the answer to
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. No, ma'am.
Well, our friend William is calling, so we're going to let him speak to you for a minute. We'll be back in just a minute with Best Spoken Singles Podcast.
One, two, three, cuatro.
Hey, hey, Miller Lite. It, and that is what we say in Texas. When we ask for a cerveza, we want to start a fiesta.
Ready.
The beer is Miller Lite.
Like is it today?
Great Pilsner taste keeps you ahead of it all. Miller Lite, that's what we say in Texas. Miller Lite, it's this and that.
Beat Yourself Up Hotline.
Is this the Beat Yourself Up Hotline?
Yes, sir. If you'd like to beat yourself up, this is the place to do it.
Okay, I'd like to beat myself up now, please.
Go right ahead when you're comfortable.
I am so stupid. I can't believe how stupid I am. What an idiot. I left all my holiday shipping until the last minute again. Now it's a huge hassle. Why do I have to do this to myself every year? When, oh, when will I learn?
You beat yourself up very well, sir.
Thanks.
But maybe you should just log on to SmartShip.com.
SmartShip.com?
Right. Type in your zip code and SmartShip.com tells you the fastest, easiest, most affordable way to do your holiday shipping, even at the last minute.
Wow, SmartShip.com.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't I think of that?
Well,
why do I have to have somebody else tell me what to do?
Oh, sir.
When, oh, when will I ever have an original thought?
You're really good at this, sir.
I've been told it's a gift.
SmartShip.com, the way smart shipping is done.
If the black dog of depression makes you feel like the saddest soul on earth, you're not alone. Around 350 million people share this debilitating but treatable condition. If you're worried about someone, ask if they're okay. If you're not doing so well yourself, ask for help. There is no shame in doing so. The only shame is missing out on life. So get help, be helped, and always hold on to hope.
See your next special occasion from an elegant new perspective. Birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, group outings. A most memorable experience with views you won't find on land. Exceptional, unforgettable Odyssey. Plan your next special occasion at odyssey.com. Thank you.
All right, we are back. Midwest Smoke Singers Podcast. Let's go ahead and just, we think we have another mail, a chat email come in. Somebody wants to go ahead and tackle that one here.
I'll go ahead and tackle that one. we got this message from a non-member in Nigeria. I don't want to mess up your name, so I'm not even going to try to say it. But the message reads, "Hello, and I am thankful if you take my question, do your banner. It is very simple to transition from single to being in a relationship by simply knowing where you stand and, most importantly, what you stand to lose." That's good. "Where people make the mistake is they oftentimes get into a relationship, become unhappy, and stay in that relationship. Wow, I do not believe that happiness is the only key to a good relationship. It also requires commitment. Come on now. If you rely on happiness and any time you are unhappy, you will think you must leave and find someone else. Happiness can be temporary, but a relationship is to be secured. This said must be at the beginning in order to follow through to the end. Thank you very much." Oh, that was some good points right there. So a relationship is, happiness is not the most important thing, because happiness is fleeting. You can be happy today or at 10 o'clock in the morning, and by 10 o'clock at night, you're unhappy. But commitment, like he said, is key. That's good.
Very good.
I like that.
We're going to grab a caller real quick. Caller, the last four of your number are 4559. Caller, if you're 4559, you're on the air. You got a minute. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Lorraine.
Lorraine.
Hi, can you hear me? Lorraine,
can you hear me?
Yes,
you can.
I can hear you.
Okay, how's everybody?
Good.
Yeah. Hanging in.
They're very good. I agree with the young man from Nigeria, but two, you also have to be happy with yourself. You cannot always find happiness with or in someone else.
Right.
Yeah,
I've
good.
Always believed that. If I'm not happy with me, if I can't be in this house by myself and can stand to be alone in the house by myself, why would I think somebody else would? So, you know, you have to be happy with you.
That's good. Two whole people coming together makes a good relationship. That is
That's
so
right.
true. I truly believe that. Yeah.
That's right.
That's
as
good.
As they say, evenly yoked.
Yep.
So.
Cool.
That's
we appreciate
good.
That. Thank you, Mr. Lane. I think Lane is that our desert flower?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Lorraine is in the desert group.
Okay. Yeah, her minute was up, so she's still there, but she's muted for now.
Well, that's all right. It's always good to hear from her.
Okay. Okay, Ms. Parker, did we have another question we wanted to read out?
Let me see. I think that was the last one that I saw.
We could.
Yeah, that was all the questions in the
chat.
So
the last one. I mean, we
that,
only got a few minutes. If you wanted to do the last one, remember we were the age and the pressure.
okay. Yeah, okay.
Show.
So
when y'all read, when y'all read that one off, we can close out on that one. When y'all read that one off.
So the question is, or the topic is, does your age make you feel pressure to get married? So, and my thought on that is, when I was younger, I felt more pressure, because at that point, you know, people are asking you, when are you going to get married and have babies and settle down and all that kind of thing. So at that point, I was feeling the pressure more than, and I had a plan for my life at that point. It was, I want to, you know,
you know, graduate from school and enjoy travel for a little while. Then I want to get married at a certain age, and then I want to have kids at a certain age. So there was a plan, and so that pressure was there. Now at this age, I don't have any pressure. It's like I'm going to do what I want to do when I want to do it. And so I don't feel the pressure at this age as much as I did when I was younger, when people were asking, you know, when are you going to settle down and have children and all of that kind of thing. So for me, no, I don't feel that pressure. How about you guys?
I do not feel the pressure. I'm still young, you know, forever young. So
yeah, me too.
I'll tell you,
and
I can't stand you.
Listen, and like people get married at 80, 70, like, and people do like redos, and then like from like 20 to 40 and 50, they were one person, kick them to the curb, and then they'll get married to a completely different person. They're like, oh my God, I've been missing out. So yeah, no pressure. I don't definitely want to be in a situation where I'm like, oh my God, I'm in a marriage for 2 years and it's over. Like, oh my God, I feel defeated. So definitely want to make sure that I'm in the right position, right headspace, and make the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
My engagement won't allow me to answer this question. But no, there's no pressure at all. There's no pressure at all. I mean, you know, there's people my age, you know, 30, that they still not have been married yet. So, no, I'm not 30. But
I was gonna say, okay. Okay, now you can finish.
But there are people that I've even grown up with that have never been married. And they are comfortable with that, you know. So there's, you know, for my experience, there's really no pressure. Even for me, there wasn't really any pressure after I got divorced. I just never really thought of it until, you know, recently, obviously. So, nah, there's no pressure at all as far as I know.
Okay, well,
yeah, pressure, and you should never be pressured into marriage anyway.
I mean, as the senior member of this entire crew, being 53 years old myself, I will say that I think that, to be honest, I would be lying if sometimes I don't think to myself, man, how much shelf life do I really have left? Being serious.
Not shelf life.
and I think about, okay, by now, like in my 20s and 30s, I was thinking that by now, this would be like the golden years when, you know, the kids are coming in the house with the grandkids and then leaving, and everybody's out the house, and it's just me and her arm in arm watching the sun go down or come up or whatever. And here I am still absolutely as single as I was when I was out of school. So with that being said, yeah, I'll admit I do think about it. And it doesn't make me desperate. And if anything, my senses are even more heightened because I'm like, now I really want to make sure I make the right decision. And sometimes I might think a little too hard and too fast. But for the most part, yeah, I will say that, yeah, it when you start hitting, I'm going to say, upper 40s, 50s, and I know cats older than me that are still in the same boat. Still, I'm not going to be the old guy at the club. I refuse to be the old guy at the club. So,
right.
I do try to think about it, and yeah, it's self-induced pressure. You think just, you got to get out there and do this. And the worst thing you can do is pressure yourself into something too quick and then find out unhappily ever after. So, that's coming from an old head. Out there.
Well, you got to remember, Brian, for us, for women, you know, they age like a fine wine. You know that, right?
Come on now.
Say that again. You got to remember, though, men, we age like milk.
Oh, man.
You know it's true. We age like milk. Women age like a fine wine. So
ain't nothing wrong with a nice cup of cottage cheese.
Wait a minute, I don't like that one.
Hey, that's the best I can come up with.
Mia.
Huh?
He's talking about the men, though.
Yeah.
Not the fine wine.
Right, right.
Oh, God.
And so, as usual, guess what creeps up on us? Like a cat at middle of night time. So, yeah, as usual, you know, it always creeps up on us faster than we wanted to. Miss Jodell, we will be getting back to you. We're still trying to confirm membership. That's why we haven't read the second question. For our first caller, we will get some information from you as well to make sure that we can get you in the group. And then, of course, we do have something for you. Outside of that, we're going to start with our our sad goodbyes. I mean, swear to this time not just fly by. Every single time we do this,
it does. It seems like we just got started.
Exactly. Alrighty, Mr. Happy Hitch Boy.
You crazy? Okay, so. I want to thank you guys. We want to thank you guys for listening. We want to thank all that participated, all that wrote into us. We appreciate the feedback. We appreciate the love. And just always remember, we love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. So we're saying goodbye until next time.
All right, here we go. There ain't nothing you can do about it. Can't do nothing at all about it. Just how it is.
That's right.
Madam Secretary. Go on, Ms. Madam Secretary.
Yes, yes. Thank you for tuning in. Hopefully you enjoyed your snacks and your entertainment this evening. Of course, we will be back in a few weeks. Give us any topics that you would like for us to discuss, and we will bring it back to you live and direct. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Ms. Parker.
I had so much fun tonight. These topics were very, very thought-provoking, and it provoked actually some really good conversation. So thank you for participating and sending in your questions and your comments. We will get back with the winner of the earbuds. So just hang on, and we'll see you guys again in a couple of weeks. Have a good night.
Thank you kindly. And this is your boy, Mr. Producer. I have to actually go back a couple of weeks to say that when I was sick with COVID, I received so many good calls and everything. And I want to say a special thank you to this crew that you're listening to now that pulled off that show. I didn't say it when I first got back because I was so happy to be able to stand up without being dizzy. Now that I've got my senses to me, they did a fantastic job. I even heard from two of the sponsors that said what a great job they did. So, y'all, wherever you're at right now, please give a loud round of applause, even though we can't hear it, for this crew right here that does it every single solitary time we're on and pulls it and holds it down, pulls it together. Thank you. I love them three folks like you can't believe. Like David said, there ain't nothing they can do about it. I'm going to steal this line and say there ain't nothing they can do about that right there.
We love you, too.
And we will... Oh, group hug. We will be back in 2 weeks. Everybody, again, thank you for all this. There's all the calls or the chats. Sorry we can get to all of them. We got as many as we could. We will see you in 2 weeks. Have a fantastic, fantastic night.
Hello?
Hello, sorry about that. Paul, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, fantastic. Just have to get your on record first and last name. For, well, that's on Facebook, please.
A natural there.
All righty. Got you listed here. Thank you kindly. We will be in touch the next within the next week for the, with your prize information.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.